I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joey Gallo, who joins us right now. How are you doing today, Joey?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
How you doing? Great, man. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. We saw you the other night catching a little Dallas Mavericks basketball. What do you make of the young Mavs?
Yeah, they have a really good team. A lot of good players. And Luka, that guy's special. That guy's really good. So I definitely want to go out to some more games, and I had pretty good seats, so I don't mind going if I got those seats.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You're 6'5"? How tall are you?
Yeah, 6'5".
So someone probably shoved a basketball in your hands at some point.
Yeah, I can't dribble.
Okay.
So I can just, like, stand in the post and get rebounds.
So you were back to the basket guy.
Yeah, for sure. I have no ball handling skills whatsoever.
Well, you can handle a bat. I think that's all we really care about.
Sometimes.
Right, that's fine. But when you guys were doing all the stuff at spring training, remember all the free throw shooting that was going on and all that? How did you fare and all that stuff?
The first year, I made it pretty far.
Okay.
The second year, I was like, I think I made 4 out of 5, and then the person I went up against made 5 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
So, tough luck there.
Yeah, but 80%. It's not another
yeah, but yeah. I mean, a lot of those guys, they're just like – they're just like granny shotting off the backboard. I'm like, all right, let's try to make it look legit.
Right.
You know? I'm not trying to backboard it. I'm trying to, put it in no rim or whatnot. So I think that kind of came to bite me.
One of the cool things about getting to know a lot of you guys is that a lot of you guys play Fortnite. So Luka loves Fortnite. He plays with Dennis Smith Jr. You and Mads like to play, and some other players. I know Willie Calhoun plays, and there's some Cowboys. Cheeto Woozie loves to play, and so – what would you think if we could hook it up to where you could and play some Fortnite with Luka? Would
you be
down for
that? Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, like, everybody, all the young athletes are talking about that now. They're like, hey, what are you about to do after the game? They're like, I'm probably going to go play Fortnite. And people are like, what the? All the old people are like, what is this Fortnite?
Beltray never Fortnited, did he?
Oh, no chance. No chance. We don't even bring it up. But, we'd play in the clubhouse. We have, like, Nintendo on a little Nintendo Switch or whatever, and we just started playing Fortnite. We'd be in, like, the corner, like, four of us, like, rallied together playing, and all the older veterans like, what are you guys doing,
Who is the best of you guys? You can say yourself if you're actually the best, but if we find out you're not, we're going to be really mad.
I feel
like
I'm the best, like, team player on it. Guzman's the most talented, but he's just raw in terms of just – he just always, like – he just wants to get kills, so he's not about, like, actually winning. So if we see a team, he's just, like, goes straight. He's like, a team over here, I'm going. And we're like, all right, hold on, like we don't have guns yet,
see you later, man.
But I'm more strategic. I'm trying to actually win at the end of the match, and he just wants to get kills.
See, Joey's real humble because I did get to play with him one time, and we played with Shooter McSwaggin, who's the best player we've met. And so he gave that same scattering report. He's like, oh, Guzzi's the best and da-da-da. We start playing. Guzzi runs off and gets killed, like, in the first 2 minutes because he was too aggressive.
Yeah.
And afterwards, Shooter McSwaggin's like, hey, man. I go, hey, which one of those guys is better? He goes, oh, Gallo by far.
Yeah, so you're saying you're willing to put the ball in play, and he's over there just swinging for the fences
Probably it's the opposite approach. For me, I'm going, trying to hit bombs, and he's actually putting the ball in play. So
that's
funny
awesome.
How that works, but. Yeah, he's that, like you said. That's what kind of happens. We'll land, and he'll be like, "Where were you guys at?" I'm like, "Dude, I haven't even landed yet." And he's already like in a fight with people. I'm like, I don't have a gun yet. Like, he's into it. He gets into it.
What kind of player are you, Ben? Are you more
terrible.
Like Gallo or
no? I'm not. They're on a for those listening who are wondering. I wonder if they're very good. Joey and Guzzi are very good from what I've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, they're way better than me.
Okay.
But Kavanaugh is probably on their level, or Shippy is probably on their level.
Shippy's good, yeah.
John, Shippy's pretty good.
Shippy, how good are you back at the station?
I'm no Guzzi or Gallo, but I'm okay.
Okay, I think he's just kissing your ass right now.
We just have a lot more time on our hands, so we have a...
Oh, you haven't met Shippy then. All Shippy does is sit there at the board. I think he's playing right now. Shippy, are you getting around in right now?
Yeah, if you guys can hold on real quick, I'm landing.
All right. We're talking to Joey Gallo on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So what is going on with and I'm sure you're following this, shift rules. What is up with all that? Is this something that realistically could happen?
I mean, I hope so. But, when I sent that tweet out, it was meant to be funny. And then it kind of exploded into a little more than, you know, people thought I was complaining about it or, I mean, I think it's just, it's one of those things that I think it can improve the game a little bit. And I think our game's kind of at a standstill where offense is just, it's tough to come by now. And you look at all the other major sports, basketball, football, they're all making changes to get offense, you know, more involved.
That's true.
Get the casual fan back into the games. And I think they're doing a great job at it. And I think baseball, we're trying to catch up now. And pitching and defense is so dominant. You know, not many fans want to see a 2-1 game. You know, it's more exciting when it's a 9-8 game or, you know, there's a lot of guys on the bases running around. So I just think there's things that they can do to improve that and get baseball back to being exciting again. I'm sick of hearing baseball's boring.
Is it as simple as if they did something, the shortstop can never go on the other side of second base and the second baseman can never go on the other side of second base if, you know, while a pitch is thrown? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know exactly the rules they're talking about. I know there's been talk about, hey, I mean, if you're going to have two infielders on the left side of second base and two infielders on the right side of second base. And maybe they can't even go be in the outfield at all. So you can only have three guys technically in the outfield grass. And that kind of gets guys back to their natural positions again where, you know, and I heard arguments talking about, you know, we have so many, like, great shortstops, but half the time they're not even playing short anymore. You know, most of those guys are playing second base, and the second basemen are playing right field. So it's, you know, you have guys who are amazing shortstops, and they barely even get to play that position anymore because of the shifts that are going on. But like I said, I'm not complaining about it. It's just something that it would be great to see, and especially for our team with how many lefties we have. I think we're running like six lefties out there a night. it would definitely favor us pretty well.
So is Bryce Harper one of your best friends?
I mean, I wouldn't say best friend, but we're kind of two different points in our life. He's married with and I'm single, so he's kind of more lays low a little more, so we don't get to, you know, kick it all the time, but I see him a lot in Vegas. He'll come over. He's really close with my roommates, so he's always over the house, him and his brother.
Is being single Joey Gallo as awesome you thought it would be 5 years ago?
Come on. I mean,
it's nice to
be in Dallas.
Better being in Dallas than like Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm very fortunate that I got drafted by the Rangers. At the time, I didn't realize. I mean, I never been to Dallas at the time, and it's such a great spot to live. You know, all of our players were in Uptown, and it's like there's so many good restaurants, you know, places to go out, and, you know, I'm very fortunate that I got drafted by them.
So, like, do you guys meet out frequently? In other words, not necessarily all start at one place, but, hey, you're going to be at this spot. Like, you see your teammates probably several times a week, I would imagine, in the offseason.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've seen you guys all kicking it at Mav games.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, we're together every day, pretty much. A lot of us live at the same complex. So I'll just, you know, go up a few floors, and I'm at Maz's apartment with Guzman, Maz. A bunch of those guys always come over. So we're always together. We're a pretty close team. So if I'm gonna go out, I mean they're gonna come out with me. You know, we don't really like roll alone too much.
Yeah, I love that. I saw you guys on TV for some other charity situation, and y'all were all messing with each other. Yeah. And there was like six of you there or something, and y'all genuinely like each other. You can tell that matters.
Oh yeah, it matters. It's huge, and that's what. This is always a tough time of year because the rumors start coming out, and you know, and it's like, oh, you know, your buddy might get traded, and it's every day waking up there. It's like, oh, Maz might get traded. Oh, now I might get traded. You know, it's just so it's tough. You know, it would be tough to lose one of us, but you know, obviously it's a business, but we are very close, and I think that matters going, you know, into the future where you actually have a real chemistry and a, you know, we're real brothers instead of just kind of that fake. That fake stuff that you put on for TV, it's genuine. Like,
right.
I've known these guys for 8 years. We're actually like best friends.
It does appear that way, for
yeah,
sure.
It's nothing fake about it at all. So it's awesome to have those guys around so much.
This is Joey Gallo joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So I don't have your numbers in front of you, but they're virtually identical the last two seasons. Last time I checked, they're very, very similar.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you about what you've been doing the last 2 years?
Yeah, it's
if anything.
Right. I mean, it was definitely a relief. I knew coming into last season, you know, I never put expectations on my numbers. I never say, oh, I want to hit these many home runs. I want to hit for this average. I just want to go out and be healthy and compete every game. But I did not expect to hit 40 home runs again. Coming into the season, they're like, oh, you know, 40 again. I'm like, it's not that easy to do. So when I started getting close this year, I was like, oh, man, okay, now I have to. If I end up on 38, 39, I'm going to be disappointed. But, yeah, I think that's just kind of the player I am. Even the minor leagues, all my numbers were usually pretty similar. So it's definitely confidence for me because I thought maybe the first year was just kind of maybe a fluke. Okay, man, I had a good year. Now I got to do it again. And to do it again now it reassures, okay, you know, I can play at this level and I can have an impact at this level. So it definitely gives me that confidence.
Give us a scouting report on your new manager.
Man, he's awesome.
Really?
Whew, yeah.
Why?
I love that guy. He's, I don't know, I mean, just, he's kind of that player's manager, you know, where, like I've been telling people, you know, we went to, the first time I met him, it was a month ago, he was in Dallas. So I went, had dinner with him and Louis Ortiz, the hitting coach. And I just figured, okay, you know, we'll just, you know, talk for 30 minutes or an hour or whatever. And we were there for 4 hours.
Wow.
Like, he almost missed his flight because we just couldn't stop talking. And I think that's just great to have in a manager who he was just listening to, you know, what I had to say. He was telling us things that he wanted to implement. And, like, I left that dinner and I was like, man, I wish the season started tomorrow.
Wow.
Like, I was telling everybody,
like,
I wish the season started tomorrow. And it was, I think it was in early November. You know, and usually off season, you're like, okay, you need to slow down the off season. It's like summer break when you're a kid. You're like, you know, I want to go back to school, you know. But it's, I'm very excited to get the season started, honestly. And I'm ready for the off season to be over because this staff is, it's a special staff, and I think they did a great job with the hirings.
I know that, you know, players keep up with stuff, especially now it's so easy to get media. But the P7 Grant wrote about all you guys kind of getting together at the steakhouse or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And there was a comment, I think it was Delino that made it about, almost like you guys are angry at what people's expectations are of this team.
Yeah.
Like, are you frustrated with how the media as a whole and fans view this team? Because, you know, hey, 67 wins, not a great year.
Right. Yeah, it is tough because we do have so much talent on this team. And I think we understand it from a fan's perspective that, look, we were in last place last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely going to get – you're going to get heat from that no matter what happens. Everyone, you know, they think you're trash or whatever they say on
crazy
Twitter and
crap,
social media.
Right.
But I think we kind of want to shock the world a little bit in terms of, like, we have really good players. Like, we have a pretty solid team right now. And I think our division last year was so strong that it was very tough to compete in that division no matter how good you were. But – this year, I think we actually do have a better chance, like, to be in that contention now, and we have younger guys who are taking that next level step. Where last year everyone was just kind of getting their feet wet. It was my second year, you know, Guzman first year, Kiner first year, all these guys first year. Now they're going into their second year a little more comfortable. But you know, we were running the youngest team out in the league out there every night last year. So I think that says a lot, and we were competing pretty much against everybody. So, yeah, it is tough to hear it, but, you know, until we win, that's what you're going to hear. That's
right.
Just how the nature of the business works.
All right, you're one of the most likable guys in town, one of
Thank
the funnest
you, man.
Interviews.
I appreciate
and that is why
I don't know about that.
We want to get a weekly interview with you this coming season. So we're going to work on it.
I would love to do that.
We're going to work hard on that, and so we're going to put the full court press on.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, we talked about it last season.
Yeah.
I think I got a few in there.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. We need more.
Yeah,
I definitely
do want to do some more interviews.
Awesome.
You know, I want the fans to get to know our team and our personalities. I think that makes a huge difference when you watch the games, and that's big for fans to actually know the players out there instead of just, you know, saying I like that guy because he's this player, but you know, they like him because he's a good person and whatnot. So
yeah.
We have some amazing personalities out on this team, so it would definitely be fun to get on here every once in a while.
Well, we certainly like having you, Joey. Good stuff,
All
brother.
Right, thank you.
We'll see you down at the AAC as well. There he goes, Joey Gallo here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.